I'm going to be speaking about preferential flow, which is something common to all of you, but with a little bit different twist that we don't oftentimes see, and that is relationship of preferential flow to soil erosion. When we look at impairment of streams, it's oftentimes the most common cause is sediment, and we typically attribute that to sheet and rill erosion. But in many cases, the dominant source is gullies or ephemeral gullies. And in fact, when you look at worldwide, there's many times it's 90 to greater than 90% of the sediment. And when we look at these gullies, the process that we attributed that to is surface runoff. And in fact, by definition, an ephemeral gully is one caused by convergent surface flow. I'm looking at it from a standpoint of subsurface flow processes that could be contributing. If you look at the literature in European agricultural fields, they attribute that the predominant cause of gully erosion is caused by preferential flow through soil pipes. When you look at embankment failures, levees, dams, here's one during Katrina, the dominant cause is piping or preferential flow through soil pipes as well as a seepage. And as we, some of the interest in the last talk, forested hill slopes, dominant cause of landslides, debris flows is flow through soil pipes, and it's typically attributed to, and this is based upon some observations and just an intuition, that as these soil pipes erode, the eroded material clogs the pipe, you get a pressure buildup, and that's what initiates these landslides. But very little has been done on ephemeral gullies, and yet what I think we oftentimes know that with this soil piping that there is some water restrictive layer which has caused this lateral flow. There's old root channels above these water restricted layers, and so it's going to take the path of least resistance. And what we oftentimes find in the literature is that ephemeral gullies are caused by this internal erosion along this path until the soil can no longer be supported, and you get a collapse, and you get an ephemeral gully that instantaneously is formed along the entire length of the hill slope. So it looks like a very mature gully that was caused by surface runoff when in fact it was a subsurface flow. Here's a gully, ephemeral gully over a frangipan, and at the head cut is a pipe that's about 3 centimeters in diameter. So the question is this cause, this pipe cause, gully caused by the piping? This is the same gully. We isolated it from runoff coming into it. We isolated it from rainfall, and what we found was that you continue for several days after a rainfall event to get flow from this pipe, but the concentrations were very low because the pipe had already, the gully had already formed. So again, the question is this a cause and effect? And what role did this soil pipe play on the ephemeral gully? And also, when the former comes back, it tills this in and closes this off. Now you've got a pipe in the hill slope that's been cut off. And so what is the role of that flow in that soil pipe? There's been a lot of work in forested hill slopes on soil pipes. Most of that's observational, observing pipes and observing flows, taking sediment concentration. There's been also some modeling studies. Most of the modeling studies are looking at what are the roles of soil pipes. Do they stabilize the hill slope because they act as a drain, or do they destabilize the hill slope by these clogging of the pipes? But there's been very little mechanistic work. So I want to show you some of the mechanistic work that's been done and hopefully entice others in this group to work in this area. The first lab mechanistic studies that I'm aware of is Roy Siddle. Roy was doing work in a soil bed in a flume, and he wanted to look at what the role of this clogging of the soil pipes had on the hill slope stability. And he created an artificial soil pipe made out of PVC, perforated, coated with a polyester felt. And what he did that was very interesting to simulate the clogging of these pipes was he did 5 different sections of the pipe that the inside of this PVC was coated with glass beads of different sizes so that it was a different internal roughness, and that roughness would simulate a clogging of the pipes. And what he found was that the rougher inside of the pipes, more clogging, that in fact the soil bed was had higher soil water pressures, and he proposed that then the clogging of pipes would indeed cause bank instability. Next was Kasugi did some interesting work in which he had some pipes. Now, in his soil beds, a little bit higher slope, but he had three small soil pipes side by side, 1 centimeter apart. Again, these were covered with a wrap, a cotton wrap, and he had the three pipes that were at the very lower part of the slope, and they were open all the way to the exit. And then he had pipes, a series of three pipes, in the middle of the slope, and they were not connected. And so by not being connected to the end, they act as if a clogged pipe. And what he found was that the saltwater pressures were lower in this open drain. Soil pipes can stabilize a hill slope, but if the pipe is clogged, if it's not continuous, it's cut off, that saltwater pressures increase, and he proposed that that could cause instabilities. But when it comes to ephemeral gullies, there's been very little work done, mechanistic work. And so I started a series of experiments looking at soil pipes. But instead of using a PVC pipe along the soil bed, what I did was take a rod, pack the soil, remove the rod, and now you've got a natural soil pipe. And I'm going to show you just a series of some of those experiments, the first of which where we controlled the flow rate going into the soil pipe. And assuming that the upslope was being controlled, the flow rates into the pipe were being controlled by the soil and convergence into those pipes. So I ran these under two different flow rates and did this with rainfall on the surface and without. We have tensiometers adjacent to the soil pipes and above it, but not within the soil pipes. And what we see is a hydraulic non-equilibrium. Here you see pipe flow occurring. In fact, the gradients according to the tensiometers were upslope, when in fact you're getting flow downslope. Steady state flow into the pipe, but what you find is this non-steady flow out of the pipe. Because of internal erosion, it clogs the pipe and you'll see the flows surge with high sediment concentrations and no flow at all, and then you'll get a removal of that clog, and all of a sudden there's a surge in the flow rate. And we assume that that's caused by pressure buildup in the soil pipes. However, I have tensiometers in the soil adjacent to the pipes, and as such, I saw very minimal changes in the pressures. We did not see any of this tunnel collapse that would produce a mature gully when we had steady state flow, but the pipes did enlarge by internal erosion fairly significantly. Now, I don't know what the boundary condition really should be on the soil pipe. If it's connected to an infinite water source, then as the pipe enlarged, the flow rate would increase, whereas I was controlling the flow rate. So we did a different set of experiments. Oops, let me, if I can move on, get it to move on. There we go. Different set of experiments where, again, a natural soil pipe is connected to a water reservoir so that I can control it under a constant head. And one of the questions is this, as to what size soil pipe will initiate this type of pipe flow and this internal erosion. So we did a series of experiments starting with the 2 millimeters, 4 millimeter size pipes, 6, 8, and 10. I could just tell you the 2 and 8 4 millimeter pipes, we never saw flow. As soon as flow was initiated, they clogged. We never saw flow out of the system. I'm going to show you just results from the this is from a 10 millimeter initial soil pipe. Again, a hydraulic non-equilibrium, gradients in the soil. Hill slope would say that the flow was in upslope direction, and that's because of this preferential flow, when in fact we're seeing flow out of the pipe. Again, this one was just a constant head, not a steady state inflow. You'll watch up here, you'll see the pipe collapse. There's a tunnel collapse. And you'll see, I think you can see, the surging in the flow rates. Now, as the pipe enlarged, flow rates increased. And then you'll see, again, tension cracks forming and additional pipe collapses occurring. So we did get a tunnel collapse with these conditions. There's the collapse occurring, flow stops, and I assume until it builds up a pressure. But again, we don't see this in the soil adjacent to the pipes, and part of that may be our experimental approach. We're doing these with, I think, is on a 30-second interval. The pipe collapsing, those pressure surges are happening over seconds. Oops, I messed up again. One interesting thing is if you look at these in the laboratory, these pipe collapses in the laboratory look very similar to this that we see in the field. When we do see ephemeral gullies, we occasionally will see evidence of pipe collapsing. And in fact, we see some that are very, very large, and they look very much like what we see in the lab. The question is if you were inspecting this ephemeral gully, would you assume that this was caused by subsurface flow? Most likely, you would not be out there during the storm. These pipe collapses were happening within minutes. And so you would say, oh, here's a nice ephemeral gully caused by surface runoff convergent flow. What we see with these ephemeral gullies, also you get this pipe collapse, tunnel collapse, you get a gully formed. It's filled in by tillage. The pipe is cut off, and what's the role then of that pipe? We did a series of experiments with a pipe that was cut off, and one of the things you see is that we would get seepage occurring at this interface, even though the soil was unsaturated. But if you continue this, what you're going to find is very sudden mass failures. These mass failures will continue, and what we suspect is that these pipes, when the gully's been refilled, that the pipe flow is still contributing to the reforming of ephemeral gullies in the same location. So what I just wanted to entice you with was that pipe flow, subsurface flow, can be important not only to embankment failures, hill slope hydrology, but to gully and ephemeral gully erosion. Internal erosion can lead to tunnel collapse. The clogging of the pipes cause these fluctuations, these surges, which I suspect is causing pressure buildups within the pipes. And these mass failures can reform the gullies, but that oftentimes we ignore this process and attribute a gully erosion to convergent flow, but this may be one of the processes contributing. So with that, I will end.
Thanks very much. Really nice talk on this convergence of sediment transport and hydrology and subsurface hydrology and soil process. Very nice. Any questions for Glenn?
Yeah. Well, so Bill, would you say that the pipe is caused by convergent flow, isn't it?
I think pipe, it is caused by convergent, but it's convergent subsurface flow.
So that's
flow.
A critical distinction, that it's subsurface versus surface.
Yes.
Not that it's convergent either way.
It's convergent, but it's a subsurface flow, and we ignore that. And I think, just as in the last talk showed that it was really a subsurface layering, I think the same thing's true here.
Any other questions for Glenn right now? All right. Thanks again.